You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Sexual harassment claims are being made today about longtime Detroit Democratic Congressman John Conyers. The 88-year-old is one of the most prominent African Americans on Capitol Hill. Known as the Dean of the House, Conyers first went to Congress in 1964. Among other things, the congressman is alleged to have used taxpayer money to settle a sexual harassment complaint made by a female staffer. Lisandra Villa is one of two BuzzFeed reporters, along with Paul McLeod, who broke this story, and she is with us now via Skype. Lisa, welcome. Now, we're talking about alleged sexual harassment against many female employees.
Yep. So the documents that we obtained and reported our story off of included documents that said people had witnessed this behavior, not just against one female staffer, but several, and not even necessarily in private settings, but also public settings, which is interesting. So, yeah, there were a number of people involved.
And what kinds of behaviors are alleged in these documents you received? And please be specific.
Yep. So the thing about these documents is that they were so wide-ranging. There was a lot to choose from. So one woman in an affidavit talked about being in a car with him, and it was a stick shift. And as she was resting her hand on the stick, she alleged the congressman would start rubbing her hand sexually. There were other incidents of him allegedly pressuring women to stay in his hotel room with him. And the women alleged that he would ask them to stay in the hotel room, and when they wouldn't, he would say things like, cuddle up to me before you go, or try to find me a woman that'll come. So a lot of requests for sexual acts, I guess is an all-encompassing term, were alleged in these documents.
And as I'm reading your story, rubbing legs and backs and
yes,
asking for intimate touching.
Yes, there was one affidavit that talked about how one staffer's duties, she said, were to keep a list that she believed of women that she believed the congressman was having an affair with, and at times even having them flown in using congressional resources, which was, like I said, there was so much in these documents.
Your story reports on a wrongful dismissal complaint and settlement with a woman who once worked for Congressman Conyers. What is she saying?
That former employee was the center of this settlement, and she essentially said that she was wrongfully dismissed because she wouldn't, quote, succumb to his sexual advances. So part of the settlement, and again, the congressman didn't admit wrongdoing through the settlement. Basically, the deal ended up being that she would be rehired for a period, but she wouldn't go into the office. This was just a matter of having her be on the payroll to pay the settlement money.
And how much of that? How much was the settlement?
That was more than $27,000.
All right. So, and the settlement money came from
his office.
Taxpayer
money, yeah.
In the end, Lisa, how many unnamed sources did you speak with to confirm this story?
We had four signed affidavits, and then, oh gosh, four people involved with the case verified that the documents were authentic. For their privacy, we, of course, withheld their names.
Right, right. And you reported that you received these documents from Mike Cernovich, who, as you note in your piece, a pro-Trump media activist. Many label him alt-right. He was the one who was pushing the Pizzagate conspiracy theory about Hillary Clinton. Considering this source, what did it take for you to come to trust these documents?
The hardest part about this was making sure, of course, verifying them. So we had to do so many checks and make a lot of calls and make sure that we were rock solid. These documents came from Mike Cernovich, but we independently vetted everything. Paul and I spent the weekend reading through them very carefully, looking for the slightest giveaway that, maybe these weren't authentic. But ultimately, they were, and we were able to move forward after verifying with several people.
And you are finally able to report on a statement from Congressman Conyers. What is he saying about your story?
Yes, he essentially said that he does deny all of the allegations. And he said, this is actually a quote because I have it right in front of me, quote, my office resolved the allegations with an express denial of liability in order to save all involved from the rigors of protracted litigation. That should not be lost in the narrative. And so yeah, again, he denies the allegations, but he does confirm the settlement.
And this takes us, this whole story that you're offering everybody this morning on BuzzFeed, takes us right to the way Congress handles sexual harassment complaints, to the Office of Compliance, because there is no Human Resources Office on Capitol Hill?
That's right. So this is something that members, no matter which party you belong to, members recognize that Congress is just a very unique situation, and which is why, especially in the post-Weinstein era, there's just been a lot of talk about how to deal with this on the Hill. So basically, the way that the Office of Compliance complaint process works is you have 180 days to report an incident. And then after that, you go to mandatory counseling, which can take up to 30 days after you report the incident. That can be waived, the counseling can. But if you move beyond the counseling to anything else, at some point you'll have to sign a confidentiality agreement, which is what people aren't liking about the system, because they're saying that if a settlement does come to be made, then the victims don't have a chance to speak out, warn other people, and the harasser just gets to keep doing what they're doing and kind of get away with it without anybody really knowing, just because it was settled quietly.
Meaning the next person who steps in to walk in that office would conceivably have no idea of past history.
Yep. So that's actually what one of the people in our story said, was something along the lines of they don't think it should be a secret settlement, precisely because it doesn't warn the next woman or the next person going into those situations. So,
and also it hits me that the secret of process means we don't have any idea of how many sexual harassment allegations have been settled, because there are other kinds of human resources complaints that could be filed. So we don't really have an idea of the scope of the sexual harassment problem on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, that could be true. So we are missing a lot of details on that, it appears. So the Washington Post, and we included this in the story, had reported that the Office of Compliance paid out $17 million for 264 settlements over 20 years. And the thing about that figure is that those weren't all sexual harassment cases. And then based on our reporting, the money that this particular settlement was paid out of was the office's account and not this Office of Compliance account. So it's just, there are a lot of questions left there.
And certainly, as you say, in the post-Weinstein area, there's a lot of members of Congress are taking a very hard look at this process. And you list in your story a number of complaints that they have about this process. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But the idea of this ghost payroll, paying people who don't show up for work, are you very satisfied that that is how this employee was paid off?
Yes, that's how the settlement was set up, so that the employee didn't have to, wasn't actually doing the job, was just put back on the payroll for a few months to pay out the settlement money, but no work was actually done to compensate for that. And again, as you noted, that was taxpayer money.
And finally, what are you hearing from the congressman's colleagues in the House?
Yep. So I've actually started reaching out, especially to his judiciary colleagues, starting to hear a couple of people start to say that he should be investigated. So we haven't heard anything from House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi at this point. And we have put out a request there, of course, just post-publication. Speaker Ryan did put out a statement and said that this was troubling, but his statement went into how he's called for some reforms in the House, too.
And you do note in your story that a staffer said to you, your story won't do bleep to him. He's untouchable. He is a powerful member of the House.
He is a powerful member of the House. I guess we'll have to see. And it's also an interesting week for this story to come out, just because everyone happens to be gone for Thanksgiving recess. So right now, you know, I'm normally on Capitol Hill reporting from there, but we're at the Bureau because none of the lawmakers are there right now. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of this in the following days, but also once they return to Washington.
Lisa Villa with BuzzFeed. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Lisa.
Thank you for your time.
And since that conversation, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has called for a House Ethics Committee investigation into Congressman Conyers over these allegations, as has the Michigan Democratic Party.